Raven? I bent the bow. He stopped. He stared at me as if trying to recall who I was. That whole battleground fell into silence, every eye fixed upon us. Silent stopped moving Darling away, took up a sword, made certain he was between her and potential danger. It was almost amusing, the two of us there, like twins, standing guard over women whose hearts we could never have. One Eye and Goblin began drifting our way. I had no idea where they stood. Wherever, I did not want them involved. This had to be made into Raven against Croaker. Damn, damn, damn. Why couldn't he just go away? It's over, Raven. There ain't going to be no more killing. I think my voice began to rise in pitch. You hear? It's lost and won. He looked at Silent and Darling, not at me, and took a step. You want to be the next dead guy? Damn it, nobody could ever bluff him. Could I do it? I might have to. One Eye stopped a careful 10 feet to one side. What are you doing, Croaker? I was shaking, everything but my hands and arms, though my shoulders had begun to ache with the strain of keeping my arrow drawn. What about Elmo? I asked, my throat tight with emotion. What about the lieutenant? No good, he replied, telling me what I already knew in my heart. Gone. Why don't you put the bow down? When he drops the sword. Elmo had been my best friend for more years than I cared to count. Tears began to blur my vision. They're gone. That leaves me in charge, right? Senior officer surviving, right? My first order is, peace breaks out. Right now. She made this possible. She gave herself up for this. Nobody touches her now, not while I'm alive. Then we'll change that, Raven said. He started moving. Damned stubborn fool, One Eye shrieked. He flung himself toward Raven. I heard Goblin pattering up behind me. Too late. Both too late. Raven had a lot more fire in him than anyone suspected, and he was more than a little crazy. I yelled, No! And let fly. The arrow took Raven in the hip, in the very side he had been pretending was crippled. He wore a look of amazement as he stumbled. Lying there on the ground, his sword 8 feet away, he looked up at me, still unable to believe that, in the end, I was not bluffing. I had trouble believing it myself. Case yelled and tried to jump me. Hardly looking at him, I whacked him upside the head with my bow. He went away and fussed over Raven. Silence and stillness again. Everyone looking at me. I slung my bow. Fix him up, One Eye. I limped over to the lady, knelt, lifted her. She seemed awfully light and fragile for one who had been so terrible. I followed Silent toward what was left of the town. The barracks were still burning. We made an odd parade, the two of us, lugging women. Company meeting tonight, I threw out at the company survivors. You all be there. I would not have believed myself capable before I did it. I carried her all the way to Blue Willie, and my ankle never hurt.